That's what it says.
It is just past 7 o'clock here on The Ticket, America's favorite radio station. We're in the middle of a guy's night out at Twin Peaks, right across the highway from the Texas Motor Speedway. Another round table here. Bob named me the captain of this round table, wow. So big shoes to fill.
What an honor.
On the round table with me, Donovan.
Junior.
Giorgio.
Yeah.
Corby.
Craig.
And Sean Bass.
Junes.
Since we are...
Sean Bass's first ever Guy's Night Out roundtable.
Is this, or you were not on earlier?
No.
This is your first. Wow, welcome.
So. Yes. I'm giving you my roundtable virginity.
Okay, and we will take
don't
it.
Don't say it like that.
We'll be gentle.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to lay back and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you should.
I'm also dealing with an AT&T Stadium situation right
well,
now.
Well, you are. Sun right in your eyes.
Blaring right in my eyes.
Tomorrow I want you to tell everybody how tender I am.
Yes.
Does Twin Peaks not have curtains to put up in this West End zone?
That is weird, right?
To help Sean.
I think they do. Yeah, they got curtains.
Okay.
Damn sure do, Bob. Seem to raise it a little bit.
So when I rolled up here this afternoon after a very long drive through Dallas traffic, but happy to be here, I noticed as I walked up the NASCAR cars out front, and Giorgio and I have talked about this before on our show a couple of times, but I haven't taken the station-wide poll. As I was thinking about jumping behind the wheel of one of those NASCARs.
Yeah.
And seeing what I could get it up to. I wondered, for example, Donnie, I think I know George's answer, but Corby and Sean, what is the fastest you've ever gone in a car?
Well, for me, it's kind of tainted because I did get in one of those NASCARs with a driver one time. Didn't y'all do that at one point?
We did a pace car.
Yeah, and we also had a dude who tried to show us how to go through turns, but we were out in a parking lot. Remember that? And then tried it.
I've done it at multiple tracks because I'm kind of a gearhead.
Yeah,
you're
known as such.
Me. Yeah, but I think I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we got up to about 380 miles an hour.
Okay. He never exaggerates anything.
If the car goes 160, I think he got it up to that. I was so freaked out. I wanted to get out of the car. Now, in my own car, I'm sure I've got it to maybe 100 at one point. But, dude, I am not fast driver guy.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Never have.
Driving myself, I've gone 100. But I was in a car one time coming back from Commerce. Good buddy of mine had a fast car. I can't remember exactly what model it was. But it's really late. We're on Lake Ray Hubbard. We're all by ourselves. And he said, I'm about to gun it. So he hit it. And he got to like 120, and I just started screaming, "This soda!"
So no governor on the car. He could just haul ass.
120
freely.
On a car.
Governor? They went in a golf
it's
cart.
Not a golf cart.
They have governors.
There
on
is
cars.
Something. I think the old. I don't know about now.
I
swear, cars used to have you could only go so fast.
Did I undo the Hans?
Maybe that's because of the engine size. And I swear, cars now, you can. They ride so well that you could sneak up to 90 and realize, oh, man, I'm going 90.
No doubt.
Like a big old SUV
I
or a
swear,
truck. Yeah.
Yeah, I swear when I first started driving and, like, you're with your friend, hey, let's see what it'll do.
Yeah, you can make a margarita going 85 in a car. It shook so much.
That's the thing. I swear when we get up to 90, it was like we were breaking the sound barrier or something.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, man, we got to slow down.
What about you?
The wheels are going to fall off.
So two different answers. The when I've been a passenger, it was when we were with that professional driver on the track here at the Motor Speedway.
I want to say we
hit 90 or 100.
Yeah, that seemed really fast.
But we were in a pace car. We weren't in a race car. But in high school, in my Chevy Monte Carlo with a V6 engine, this is circa 1982, my cousin and I were driving to meet my aunt and uncle at First Sunday Trades Days in Athens.
First Monday,
that is. And I was driving, and he and I used to be kind of speed freaks. We like going fast in our cars. On whatever highway that is that goes from Lancaster to Athens, I got it up my Monte Carlo to 120. That's as high as it went.
Golly.
And when I think about that, that is one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. I would never do that today.
So you're going at 175?
That must have been it. Or it was more
80.
Of a side country highway.
Oh.
I go at least 87 every day.
But why are really? Why are high school kids so obsessed with that?
I don't know.
Because you just
because you're getting
see...
to drive a car.
Yeah, you want to see what it can do. Yeah.
It's reveal the need for speed, yes. Man. It's fun.
And no, you're, I always
your
knew
boys
that
are
I was
driving, right?
My oldest is, yeah. He doesn't drive fast. Well, I mean, I don't know.
You
see,
don't know that.
You would
no,
have
I don't
to go
that.
Out. I mean, I guess they could do it on the tollway and stuff, but they would have to like drive out of the outskirts of Dallas to find a stretch of road where they could do it.
No,
drive out to West Texas or something.
Well, I guess it's according to how fast you're talking about. If you're talking 85, 90,
no, I'm talking
you can
over
do that
100.
Easily on the tollway
yeah,
on
yeah.
35.
Over 100?
Yeah. Easily. 100? If you're in the express lane, like
I've seen people going 100 lately.
In my neck of yeah. the woods, if you hit the express lane on 35, 67, 35, you could easily hit
absolutely.
100. Easily.
I heard y'all bring up on the invasion, if you just got in a stock car, and let's say you didn't have to drive like the pace of a race, because we couldn't do that, but could you do a lap doing 90 without wrecking?
Without wrecking? No.
Wait,
we don't know.
By
yeah.
yourself? Or
yeah,
right,
you're by yourself. They tell you how to
easy.
Start it.
Easy. The way it's banked and as wide as those turns are built for 200 miles an hour.
Okay, but they not, but you're
okay,
not
but
built
we're
for that.
Driving.
You could right. you could go 90 through those turns without braking easily.
You are by yourself though.
Easily.
Right now.
Right.
I would love to challenge you.
All right,
on that.
I'll do that Friday. Let's see if we can do it.
I'll do that for $1 billion.
Will you do it in your car?
Yeah.
Just
sure.
And you won't break? You're going around
I won't
the curve.
No way.
You are still on the gas at 90 miles an hour.
I don't think you would even. I don't think there would ever be a moment where you would think, I need to hit the brakes because it's banked and it's such a big turn.
You would pee on yourself.
No way. I would not. I promise you.
Wouldn't the bank
sorry,
freak you out?
You'd number two on yourself.
Right?
I don't know.
I might
I just
do
don't
that.
Know if we could do it without wrecking.
If you've not done that before,
I think
driven
you would
yourself
get wide
on,
or something.
On one of those banks, the first time you go around it, I think you'd be like, because you're almost
yep.
sideways.
Feel like you're going to tump over.
I think you would overcorrect maybe two and spin out.
You get a little loose. You yeah. would freak out.
No, not me.
And then you're then you jump out of the car like
no.
Will Ferrell and Ricky Bobby and act like you're on fire.
In his underwear.
And
your undies.
In fact, I would take this corner so smoothly that a representative from Joe Gibbs Racing would see me
right.
and come down and stop me and say, who are you?
Yeah, I could see that.
Get the
would
hell
you?
Off my track.
I don't know. I'm afraid he would drop a bunch of F-bombs and say, thanks for wrecking our car in turn one.
I would definitely slow down.
I could totally no see question. Craig being the new hot racer.
Honestly, Junior Miller is a great race car driver.
Yeah, there is a race car driver named Junior Miller.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
I did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really follow the sport.
I do. I'm kind of a gearhead.
You took the mantle of Rich Phillips when he left? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. Even when I was in high school.
I know I'm out.
And my friends were... They would do that, like Craig would do, like step on the gas. Dude, it was such a white knuckle ride for me because you heard about kids, teenagers dying.
Having some terrible wreck,
yes.
losing control. Yeah.
Right, because they were going too fast.
Yeah.
You can't drive, so.
What do you mean?
I've ridden in a car with you before.
Okay.
You think Corby's drive. Not a good driver?
No, he's not.
I'm an incredible driver.
Is he better than Killer?
Killer's a bad driver.
Oh.
Well, he has his bad moments. Usually, he's very trustworthy.
I think
trustworthy.
I've been driven by Killer.
Gordo
sure
is the
does.
Most white-knuckle driver of anybody that I've been in the car
yeah.
with up here.
He yeah. drives like a NASCAR
yeah, it's
driver.
Just too start and stoppy and moving over and right on someone's ass. And
yeah. Man, he loves tailgating me when we go somewhere and we're taking separate cars. I'm going to lock him up one of these days.
Yeah.
And just watch his little go-kart. Going underneath my truck and crinkle and need a can opener to get it out of there.
Boy, I'm with you, Corby. If I'm the passenger and somebody's doing 100, I hate that.
Yeah.
I remember we had a friend in college, our freshman year, the Doc. He was the Hoopers'
oh,
leading
yeah.
scorer, averaged 22 a game in intramurals.
Yeah, I remember
he was
him.
Really good.
He used to love getting on the highway, that stretch from 35 down to the lake. From Denton, and he would go 100, 110, and I hated it.
And you don't want to feel like a wuss.
Right.
Like, hey, can you slow down, please?
This is fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Quit acting like a pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then back then, seatbelts weren't a thing either.
Right.
No, we didn't wear them.
No. I mean, think about that.
All he had were ropes in his car that we tied around our waist.
Just think
ropes.
About
like Jethro Bodine seatbelt.
Just think about when you were young, and our neighbor across the street had a truck, And if he went to the store or wherever, we'd just hop in the back.
Yeah.
He would bring a beer out and just drive us. And we're not sitting down. We're in the back dancing, and we're, like, pretending we're surfing. Like, whoa!
Like your Teen Wolf?
What are we doing?
Teen Wolf. Yeah. You bring up some of the most wheels-off sports movies.
Me?
From Ed to Teen Wolf.
Well, Teen Wolf is one of the greatest basketball movies ever made.
Michael J.
I saw Super 70's Twitter account put out something about that, that he averaged 22 and 10 and shotgun beers after games.
And they had a guy that, like, why is it that every bad teen movie, when they have a basketball team, there's like a big fat guy with a uniform that's way too tight that's the center?
But he's remember, setting
yeah.
screens.
Remember in, Porky's, remember in Porky's Meat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Boy, does Porky's hold up in today's culture?
I'm going to say yes.
No. I'm going to say no.
Porky's is hilarious.
John said yes.
Dude, that needs to be shelved forever.
No, it doesn't.
So bad.
I don't know, man.
Man, what was the teacher's name that was pulling through the shower?
Oh, that's, what's her name from Sex and the City?
Marino.
No. The one that was pulling.
Oh, Miss Ballbreaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, what a great movie when I watched it the first time. I bet you it is terrible now.
But yeah, I think it was terrible then.
Samantha from Sex and the City was the woman in
the,
that
in the gym
that smelled the jock straps and get all
horny.
Wow, yeah.
Really?
And they,
yeah.
They had all the noise. They made all the noise in the gym. When
how
they were,
funny.
Yeah.
Hey, John, speaking of horny,
yeah,
Daddy's here tonight. I think he's added.
Oh, my God.
I think he's added again. Have you looked at his Twitter lately?
He's always added.
Daddy at Twin Peaks.
How
goodness.
Many right yeah. now, sight unseen,
stop
if, you
it.
Said, if you said, Daddy, you can marry
stop
whichever
it.
One of the waitresses, all of them?
He would do
she's
it
56
in a
and
every,
gorgeous.
Every female in here, he would marry in 1 second.
Y'all need to revisit that because I've seen something recently where he added someone and it was just as bad as
yeah.
what he was up on charges
okay.
of last winter.
Sean, how was your first roundtable experience?
Just the best.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
And horny on
you sound underwhelmed.
Well, it's good. Yeah, we talked about cars.
That's usually the first time you're very underwhelmed.
We yeah. talked about Porky's. I mean,
yeah. it'll be
what
more
could you want?
It'll be more comfortable for you the next time.
Right.
He gets the captain next
yes.
time.
Yes.
Couple more drinks next time.
You won't be so fine. Invaded.
All right, line change. Another roundtable here from Twin Peaks coming up next in Guys Night Out.